pointing to the 12th, so something o'clock. The hour hand is pointing at the number 1, so the time is 1 o'clock. Say 12 o'clock. Clockwise around the clock.
1 o'clock at Rampage Radio. A merry fucking Christmas show.
The minute hand is pointing to the 12th, so it is something o'clock. The hour hand is pointing at the number 1, so the time is 1 o'clock.
Flavored water for dogs
at
stores this week. Dogs are eagerly anticipating the arrival next month of the newest water flavor, other dogs' asses. Set on a 17-acre island in the middle of a 50-acre artificial lake on the Las Vegas Strip. In a related story, Motel 6 now has shampoo. Well, a beef-flavored water for dog hit stores this week, and dogs are eagerly anticipating the arrival next month of the newest water flavor, other dogs' asses.
Can we just hear that?
All right, now, I'm going to do a Rorschach thing. What flashes into your mind when I say bad taste? What do you think about this?
Well, there was this performance art guy, I remember in New York, that his whole big thing was he'd take a picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and then...
Oh, that's Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then his whole act is he'd piss on it with his cock.
Well, you know, at least he showed respect. He could have pissed with his, what, arm?
You're right. So I thought that was really and horribly
bad. That's over the line.
Yeah, because Jesus Christ, you know, he died for the guy's sin, and then the guy pisses on his picture. And it was a picture of Jesus dying for his sins. Like, he was on the cross going, oh, I'm dying for the guy's sins. And this guy's, like, pissing all over it. But, you know...
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
But, you know, when Judgment Day comes, he's going to have to face Jesus Christ of Almighty of Nazareth, you know.
And Jesus is going to say, hey, asshole, what's with the peeing on my picture?
Yeah. That negates every other good thing he ever did, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, you don't piss on my picture.
Yeah. You don't want to come up to the gates of heaven, God's leaning there with a nunchuck strapped around his neck, you know. How do you go?
I'll have some performance art for you while the fucking devil shoves some coal up your ass.
As I said before, the childlike outro. But effective. How do you define bad taste? Is it like beauty? Is it in the eye of the beholder or what?
Yeah, it kind of is. You know, it depends on what people... Some people, like, get all upset over certain words. Like, they think that that... Like, girls all the time, man, when I'm talking to them. But, you know, when Judgment Day comes, he's going to have to face Jesus Christ of Almighty...
Continue the fantastic 4 hour into the 1 o'clock hour. Last hour to go.
Holy night, stars of light be shining.
This guy's shaking for Sabbath, bro. Okay. Glenn Hughes.
And he's purple.
Hit by at least 10 cars. According to police, the man's body was spread over a two-block area. Police also reported that various organs were flattened on the road and that his spine had been ripped out of his torso. The man is currently resting in stable condition at St. Mary's Hospital. Study this week reports seafood is good for you unless it's fried. Yet another groundbreaking story from the pages of the medical journal, Duh. Study shows that for the first time, Americans are more likely to be killed by a stranger than a loved one or acquaintance. Their advice? Introduce yourself to as many people as possible.
$250,000 worth of cocaine in his stomach was found at JFK Airport earlier this week. A customs agent got suspicious when he saw two airline employees taking turns sniffing the dog's ass.
No!
No!
scientists have created a genetically superior Christmas tree that will be taller, stronger, and tougher than other trees. One downside, if you don't like your presents, it will kill you. It's a hell of a downside there. Scientists have created a genetically superior Christmas tree that will be taller.
Hoping to impress a girl, Kevin Hall, 18 years old, stuck a sawed-off shotgun in his pants and blasted off his genitals. You know, I don't know the girl, but I'm guessing that the stunt didn't work. I learned that the hard way.
Of red on a green Christmas tree.
Scientists have created a genetically superior Christmas tree that will be taller, stronger, and tougher than other trees. One downside, if you don't like your presents, it will kill you. It's a hell of a downside there.
Memories start falling. Oh, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas all white. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
Once you get a certain age, Christmas becomes a chore.
With your Christmas, all white, but I'll have a
Seriously, once you get a certain age, Christmas just becomes another chore. Like, when you're a kid, fuck yeah, Christmas is great. You basically get free presents and you have to put in little or no effort getting presents for anyone else. But when you're an adult, or not even that, when you're like 16, people start expecting actual presents from you. And if someone gets you something worth more than what you got them, you look like a cheap asshole. Everyone tries to one-up the other person so they don't look like the asshole. And then you end up having to set a spend limit on each person. Say you limit it to like $20 per person. What the hell do you buy an adult for $20? If I want to buy something that's $20, I'll just fucking buy it myself. I don't need to wait till Christmas. I can spare $20 to buy it now. So people just end up buying like $20 worth of crap that you probably don't really want. And you end up buying them $20 worth of crap that they probably don't really want. And at the end of the day, you've both spent $20 and got crap you don't really want. And then you get people who say, well, I don't know what to get you, so they get you a fucking gift card. Like, what the fuck? A gift card is not a present. You're basically just giving me money, but I can only spend it at one store. But if you just give someone cash, it's like you haven't given it any thought. But a fucking gift card, oh my god, so thoughtful, you lazy fuck. People with kids, how are you meant to explain to a kid that Santa's gonna bring a new PlayStation, but all he got was some shitty secondhand clothes or something? You know? of like, what is Santa just reward rich kids more? Maybe poor kids haven't done good enough this year, so they just get a month of cold. And people say, oh, it's not about the presents, it's about bringing people together. Bullshit. How about for Christmas, I give you a fucking hug and see how you like that? Anyway, so you go to all this effort to buy shit from people, you wrap it up and put it under the tree or whatever, and then you get those crumbs who try and figure out what you've got them. Like, they'll be shaking the box or trying to peek under the wrapper. Dude, what if you're like fucking ADHD?
I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save it from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten, I'm twice as shy. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? It's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you and I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. If you kiss me now, you fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Are you sure?
Put it on!
Okay.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's me.
You're a fugly piece of shit.
What?
You bring bendy straws to bathrooms because you like the taste of piss, Mr. Grinch.
No. No, I don't. Max?
I wouldn't suck your dick if it was dipped in honey and could cure cancer.
Jesus Christ, who wrote this? Who wrote this song, Max?
Also, you have no dick.
Stop. Stop the song.
I can't.
Max?
No, I can't.
Stop. Just stop the song. Hit stop.
It's broken.
What's broken?
It's jammed. I don't know what you want me to do.
Just, like, turn it down.
I'm a dog.
Max? It was dipshit. Mr. Grinch. woman, but you're scared you'll wreck the bed. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote: bitch.
I'm not.
Dumpster. Bitch.
No. This is not how it goes. I knew they changed it, but I thought it'd be like a key change or maybe like a solo or something. But this is degrading. This hurts.
Pretty detailed, yeah.
What happened to the alligator part? I actually liked that part. It was kind of funny.
It's a crocodile.
No, it was an alligator.
No, it's a crocodile.
Was it a crocodile?
Yeah, it's a seasick crocodile. Yeah.
Oh. You're poor, Mr. Grinch.
You can't leave a stone unturned.
You can't afford the bus.
Lower middle class, maybe.
You're deathly allergic to tree nuts, and your exact address is this, Mr. Grinch.
No. I
1482 Mount Crumpet Boulevard.
Holy shit.
Whoville, Michigan.
That's my address. What are you gonna do?
I mailed your bitch ass a bag of nuts.
This is a song that kids sing? Every year they sing this, like around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
A song that says bitch. It has said bitch like three times.
Yeah, that's too much, yeah.
They know I gave the presents back, right? Like at the end of the movie, I gave them back. I'm a good guy now. I go to church.
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, there's the solo. Actually a really cool solo.
Scientists have created a genetically superior Christmas tree that will be taller, stronger, and tougher than other trees. One downside, if you don't like your presents, it will kill you.
The
hell of a downside,
yeah. Mr. Grinch, you don't know how to read.
This feels really bad.
I cannot stress enough how much you love to suck down pee, Mr. Grinch. According to an anonymous poll with a sample size of over 3,000 Whos who are asked to rank you on a scale from 1 to 100,
Mr. Grinch,
based on traits such as likability, general odor, and physical attractiveness, the highest ever we got was 3!
What's wrong, Mr. Grinch?
You ever feel like no matter how hard you try, people will always see you as your past self, just as this one thing, one unchangeable thing?
Like a dog?
I guess no matter what, I'll always be a big green monster.
I thought you were gray.
No, I know I'm green. You didn't know that? Oh, dog. That's right.
I love you, Mr. Grinch.
I love you too, Max. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I heard there's a song about you.
I don't think you're gonna want to do it.
Max, just put it on. Put the song on.
inside the bones.
Sound like a big old Grinch saying I hate Christmas. But seriously, once you get a certain age, Christmas just becomes another chore. Christmas. Fuck Christmas. I probably sound like a big old Grinch saying I hate Christmas. But seriously, once you get a certain age, Christmas just becomes another chore.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is dead. Vocals there, Todd. Oh yeah, I made Todd.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
He's the driver, man. To town. Buzzy and I'm doing Bruce Springsteen.
Coming to wow. Town. Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah.
contradictory, but it's very metal.
Is it metal to have your drains clogged with dead, rotting employees?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Metal.
Is it metal to have easily avoidable work-related accidents the cause of death?
Yeah, again, metal.
Is it metal for none of you to care at all?
Yeah, it's way more metal if we don't care about it.
Wow. I guess I didn't know all that stuff was metal. Anyway, follow me. Listen up, first things first.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Fuck Christmas. I'll probably sound like a big old brick.
A Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Fuck Christmas. I probably sound like a big old brick saying I hate Christmas. I probably sound like a big old brick saying I hate Christmas. But seriously, once you get a certain age, Christmas just becomes another chore.
Jingle bells, jingle, jangle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Fuck Christmas. I'm probably sound like a big old brick. Fuck Christmas.
Jangle, jangle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Fuck
Christmas.
Fuck Christmas. I probably sound like a big old brick saying I hate
Christmas.
Angels are in chains.
don't forget tonight. Manny and the Bleeding Priest will be playing over there at the Kilowatt, right?
That's right, but I thought we got to announce that whole time. Yes, Metal Night.
That's what I'm reminding you.
Metal Night at the Kilowatt tonight. To get there at 9 p.m. sharp, the needle drops.
A holiday themed, more holiday themed metal music.
That's right, BTJ, Bleeding Priest, and the Last Hanger Manny. Tonight, Kilowatt, 016. Crossing the Delirium, Kilowatt. Metal Night, tonight, 12:23. It's Christmas Eve Eve on Rampage Radio. Good night. See you tonight at the Kilowatt.
Radio on RadioValencia.fm.
It's bigger than what?
Bigger than the invention of sex. I'm gonna take the grossest part of my body and stick it in the grossest part of your body.
Just once?
No, a lot of times.
I can actually think of a grosser part of my body.
We'll do that too.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. And I'll turn around.
I was going to say thank you, Manny. Happy holidays and fuck Christmas.
Yeah.
But don't forget the heavy metal rager tonight at the Kilowatt with the Last Hanger Manny and the Bleeding Priest.
That's right. Bleeding Priest being Will Carroll.
Fresh off two nights of drumming.
Three nights of drumming.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's right. He's like Santa Cruz. Yeah.
That's right. Be at the Kilowatt tonight for Metal Night with me, the Last Angry Manny. Oh, I got it.
Roll me over.
You're gonna be
and out to the right.
You going to be providing eggnog?
No.
Left us speechless.
No present, no past, no future.
And I'll move my fingers up and down.
Up and down, and we're all around. Free feedback.
Up and down.
Be here next week, the 30th, as we end our year of 2023. It's our special New Year's Eve show. Right, we're going to commemorate the year 2023, welcome 2024, and much more on Rampage Radio. Welcome to...
It's okay, amigo. Just let me go.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Saturday. Fantastic 4 hours.
Riding in the rodeo.
That we do. Fantastic 4 hours coming to an end. Stay tuned for ES Beats. Yeah. Rampage Radio salutes you as we salute the city of San Francisco. Rock on! Be here next Saturday, the 30th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A fantastic 4 hours will be had again. Last one of 2023, of course. We welcome 2024. Good day. And thank you, Ty, Little T, Big O, Big Double D Show, as usual, on Rampage Radio. Radio on the next year, FM.
Roll me over and turn me around. Let me keep spinning till I hit the ground. Roll me over and let me go. Rise me in the rodeo. Roll me over and set me free. Cowboy's life is the life of me.
And thank you for your listenership. Hey, who's coming up next?
ES Beats, Radio 110.fm, in the heart of the Mission Transmission Solution, San Francisco, California. Great, and thank you for your listenership. Hey, who's coming up next? ES Beats, Radio 110.fm, in the heart of the Mission Transmission Solution, San Francisco, California. And thank you for your listenership. Hey, who's coming up next? ES Beats. Who's coming up next? ES Beats. 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 ES Be